Welcome to another episode of Moon Monkey with Andrew and Matt. On this episode, we're talking about Atomic Blonde, directed by David Leitch.
So Atomic Blonde is a spy thriller set in the 1980s, starring Charlize Theron as one of the top agents for MI6. She goes over to Berlin, just before the fall of the Berlin Wall. So she's on the eastern side of the wall. She meets up with a fellow agent, James McAvoy, and they're basically working together to try and... The essential plot is one that you've probably seen in other spy movies, where there's a secret list of agents and they've got to try and keep it suppressed. If it gets out, it compromises everyone back in the West. As well as this, there's also a name on the list of an agent whose code name is Satchel. So Charlize Theron and James McAvoy are basically trying to find out who this is and who they're working for. So it's kind of... All the way through the film, there's this mystery of who's double-crossing who, who's working for who. You've got only like a relatively small number of main characters. You've got Charlize Theron, who's playing the agent who's been sent over there. James McAvoy, who's kind of an agent who's already in the East.
Runs the Berlin office.
Toby Jones, playing Charlize Theron's boss. John Goodman. Playing a guy from the CIA.
But they're not even in Berlin. They're back.
They're not even in Berlin. The way that, like, the film was structured, I felt was a little bit odd, and for me sort of detracted a little bit from the story, because it's told in sort of a flashback. Like, at the beginning of the story, you have a kind of set-up opening sequence, and then you've basically got Charlize Theron...
She's being debriefed.
Being debriefed after her assignment, and it keeps flashing back to her being in Berlin, like, 10 days earlier.
And she's got, like, in the debriefing, you see her before she gets ready to go, and she's all bruised, she's in an ice bath.
So something terrible's happened.
You know something's happened. She's drinking vodka and ice constantly.
Yeah.
Throughout the movie, she drank so much vodka and ice.
Yeah.
So you know something terrible's happened to her. But you also know she survived, which kind of takes a little bit away from it, because you know, like, no, she's there.
Yeah,
she's being debriefed.
The thing is, I always hate that in films where it's like, now we're going to go back and tell you the story, because it's like, well, yeah, but I know, like, you must have got out of things okay, and characters who aren't there maybe didn't get out of things okay. But yeah, basically, like, the film had a great soundtrack. That's the first thing to say.
Had a lot of shoehorned in 80s pop, but yeah, I loved it. I was enjoying it. But
like,
it
99
like,
Red Balloons.
As someone gets smashed with a skateboard.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that you might expect from a film that's set in, was it 89?
Yeah, 89.
Yeah, in Berlin. So it has that kind of 80s vibe, or electro pop, I guess. And so yeah, the soundtrack was really good, and it is kind of a throwback movie. It's kind of a nostalgic look back at old kind of Cold War films, Cold War spy films.
It's something that you don't really see now, obviously.
Yeah.
Again, like a lot of sci-fi stuff, because it's more like our previous review was Valerian.
Yeah.
And you don't really see that kind of sci-fi stuff anymore, or not as much. And you don't really see this like 1980s Cold War Berlin stuff anymore. And they did that really well. They kind of captured that kind of dystopian when they went across the wall into Eastern Berlin and stuff, you know, you got that feeling of change from east to west and the way... And it looked good too, like, with the different the mise-en-scene of the different areas as well, like, when you went to East Berlin, and there's, like, even just bringing back some of the cars and stuff and the clothing and stuff.
Yeah.
And Charlize Theron was always impeccably dressed.
There was a thing, recently, like, Bridge of Spies as well, from a couple of years back, there was the same thing about the Cold War and secret agents. So, yeah, Charlize Theron did a great job in this film.
She's fantastic in it.
Like, she did that. Those action sequences were really well done, and she really pulled off the kind of tough spy character.
Yeah, she did. And the action sequences, it was directed by David Leitch, which is, I think, his first movie actually directing on his own.
Yeah.
Because he was the second director on, I think, Jurassic World and Captain America Civil War, and also John Wick. And the way it's been advertised, you'd think it's just going to be...
The female John Wick.
But you go into it, and at the end of it, I was like, there's some really, really amazing action sequences, especially in the stairwell, which we'll probably talk about later.
Yeah.
But it feels like they're trying to be more Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy than John Wick. And I don't really feel like they do either, fully. And yeah. There's this kind of mishmash of it's trying to be one thing, but it doesn't really have that depth, and it's not as constantly violent and like John Wick.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
And it's the thing that bothered me about it was when they went back to the debriefing scenes, it was really disjointed, and it kind of took you out the moment of the movie, because whenever you're flashing back, you're just taken out of Berlin and what's going on.
Yeah, and that yeah, because Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is very much
slow-paced and figuring out what's going on.
That's all about like finding out who's the mole is.
Like Satchel.
Yeah, and it's all based on dialogue and like suspicions and things. Yeah, this film was kind of, it wanted to do both.
But it didn't do either particularly well. Well, yeah. It did do, like, I mean, the John Wick stuff was, like, amazing. Like, the stairwell scene, I mean, if you go to it, you just appreciate that, because it feels like it's almost, like, one take, like, Birdman. And I don't know if it was, but, like,
it did do the action stuff well. What happened was, though, you had the action stuff where she's, like, leaping out of windows with a kind of cord tied around her and swinging through. You have kind of really over-the-top stuff, which then doesn't fit with a kind of very realist, like, sense of realism that they were also trying to create at the same time. Because it was, there were parts when she's doing, like, real spy work and putting, like, tape records and stuff. So they're trying to be realistic, but then you've got her doing stuff where it's like, that's really over the top.
I mean, the only bit I can think is, like, the scene you're talking about where she, like, takes down, like, maybe, like, six KGB agents with a hose.
Yeah.
And then jumps out a window. But the rest of it, it's not too, like, out there.
Oh, yeah, it's not. But, I mean, yeah, but you can't really do that if you've set it up as, like, this is a very realistic, sensible
In the setup, for me, I wasn't going in thinking this is going to be a realistic spy movie. I was going in thinking Charlize Theron is going to kick a lot of people to death.
Oh, yeah, like, I preferred the bit when it was over the top than the bits when they were trying to be sensible. Mm. Like, I would have rather been more outrageous and taken more chances. It's like, to come back on something you said earlier about this is kind of a throwback or an older style movie that you don't see now. I feel like times past, like we've had like the Jason Bourne films and other films, I felt like we've seen stuff that's been better done than this, so this needed to be slightly better. The film that it reminded me of kind of was Victoria, which was a film, sort of a crime film set in Berlin, but like modern day Berlin. But I felt like that was done more creatively because it was all done one take. This was, like, the way it was shot was very, like, not boring is a little harsh to say, but there was nothing, like, creative or new or interesting about it. It was very much just by-the-numbers, by-the-numbers spy film.
I thought it was quite stylish in the way it was lit and stuff, and you had, like, the neon and the spray paint, and then you'd have the soundtrack as well. And the fight scenes were, like, really well choreographed and stuff. You know, it wasn't like just thrown together.
Yeah.
Like when those bits hit, and admittedly they just cranked up the volume on whatever Europop was popular.
Yeah. And there was a little stuff, but I just felt like there was a bit of style.
But yeah, I think what kind of put a dampener on it for me was it just wasn't that. It got taken out of it when you went back to the debrief.
Yeah.
And it felt like it wasn't as interesting when Charlize Theron wasn't like kicking ass.
The problem with the problem with like the main plot of the movie about the mole was that it was kept mysterious all the way through. So you were never quite sure it was a little too confusing. The thing is, I'm not really a fan of these types of movies because I find them hard to follow sometimes anyway. But this one especially, I was kind of struggling to understand what I was meant to be figuring out here. With Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, like very early on, you're told there's a mole, it's one of this group of people, and this man has to find out who it is. So all the way through the movie, you've kind of got your eye on the prize, so to speak. Whereas this movie, I felt like you're not quite sure what she's doing, or what she's trying to achieve. Yeah, so it's kind of the point at which you realise, oh, now she's trying to do this, is very near the end of the film, and then pretty soon after that it's sort of resolved. So for most of the film it kind of looks, like you say, it is stylish, it's good to hear the soundtrack, it's good to see the kind of action sequences, Charlize Theron does a great job, James McAvoy is really good in it as well.
James McAvoy is really good in it.
All the actors are really good in it, and the guy who plays Spyglass is also really good. So yeah, they're all really good in the film, but it was just kind of like you don't really know where it's going.
Yeah.
So it's hard to kind of get that into it.
I feel like the good points for me, the fight scene choreography is obviously fantastic, and the stairwell scene where she fights all the way up the stairs and all the way back down the stairs with spyglass is really great.
That was one of the best parts, because I think, was that all done in one take, or it was very fluid?
It looks like it is, but maybe wasn't.
There were some cuts in there, but it keeps up the kind of kinetic energy, and I felt that was really well done. The bit when they were in the car as well, when the camera's kind of positioned in the middle and you're looking forward and then back and forward, and that's what I wanted, more kind of visual flair, more style like that.
I feel like it
kind of came and went.
I feel like there was that in there though.
Yeah,
there maybe wasn't as much as you would wanted, but there was that in there. It felt very stylish.
It's like the
slick
thing with John Wick, the mention of John Wick. John Wick has a very particular aesthetic, and it keeps it up throughout, almost like throughout the movie. Whereas this felt like it kind of, the burst of creativity came and went. They didn't have a clear kind of, we want, this is what our vision is.
I think the difference with Atomic Blonde and John Wick though is Atomic Blonde never finds the kind of emotion that John Wick has, and the reasons that John Wick has for what his actions. They don't have that in Atomic Blonde.
That's the thing, you never find out character motivation or backstory enough in this,
they don't go into enough of like Berlin, and they don't go into enough of her relationship with the spy that is talked about in the first scene, that's shown in the first scene, and it never goes into the depths of a spy movie that tries to be a spy movie, but it never goes into the depths of a spy movie. It stays in this kind of, we want to be a spy movie, but we also want to be this really amazing choreographed action movie.
Yeah, it's kind of surface, it's all very like surface level spy movie, I think.
But I really liked it. I liked it. It's not perfect. I would go and see another one, is my point. I liked it enough that I'd be like, oh, if there's Atomic Blonde 2, I'd go and see it. Because hopefully they'd explore more of that depth of the spy stuff that they haven't really got.
Yeah.
But the choreography is fantastic as well. And especially, like, I keep saying it, the stairwell. But, like, that was a great fight scene. And it's like she really, you know, Charlize Theron is fantastic in it, you know.
It's not a bad movie. Like, it's a better than average movie.
Yeah.
I would even go as far to say that it's a decent movie. but when we saw the trailer for this, or the poster, and it's like Charlize Theron as a spy in the 80s, you just kind of, my expectations weren't met. I thought like, oh, this is going to be something like totally that I haven't seen before. With Charlize Theron, like with the females, we haven't really had too many films where it's been a female spy. And I felt like they could have done more with that concept, maybe, or given like a better vehicle for that idea than this was, which was kind of rehashing stuff that you've seen in other movies, like a mishmash of other spy movies and things you've seen, rather than do something that's like, wow, that was incredibly original in every way.
That's easy to say and harder to do.
Yeah, I know it's hard to do, but you know, you've got to set your expectations.
You've got to raise the bar.
Yeah.
But I mean, overall, I really liked it. I mean, it had some problems. It was a bit disjointed with the interrogation room with Toby Jones and John Goodman debriefing her. But overall,
it was a bit uneven, but overall it was
very entertaining and
an enjoyable spy film.
And if you like Europop and as people get beaten up, then this is definitely the movie for you.
Yeah. So that was our review of Atomic Blonde. I hope you enjoyed it. Please remember to like and subscribe, and we'll be back again soon with another review.